Pastors Larry and Tiz Huck welcome you to another Larry Huck Ministries podcast. We pray this teaching will fill you with God's wisdom, anointing, and revelation knowledge. Thank you for your prayers and faithful support.
Praise the Lord. Would you stay standing this morning? Do you have the victory this morning? Wow. I don't know how I'm supposed to follow Coleman. This is him this morning on the cover of Dallas Morning News. How cool is that? You may have noticed that we've got a new screen. It's pretty big. It weighs 5,000 pounds. We're in the process of getting it all dialed in, and I want to encourage you to come out next week because it's just going to be an awesome service. You may have seen that we have another one in the lobby, and when Dad had asked us to put that in the lobby, he and I talked that what a great opportunity that would be to put messages on the screen that we want people to see when they come into the sanctuary. And one of the things that Dad had been saying, that I said, Dad, we should put that on the screen, is when you walk in, see, you're walking into a house of miracles. Yeah. Amen. Because I really believe that God is doing miracles right now. And if you need a miracle here today, I believe that God is going to release a miracle on you. Yes. Whether it's a family thing or a financial thing. The holidays, as Dad shared this morning, can be a tough time. A healing thing in your heart. You know, this past week we did Friendsgiving in the lobby. There was, Katie put that event on. There was, I don't know, 120 people. And Lion was there this year. But you know, last year we were in the hospital for Thanksgiving. And God's doing miracles. And one of the things we're going to show on this screen is our Christmas production. And, I just want you to, it's going to be so cool. Wait till you see what we've got going on here. And this past week, the team came over to our house and we were filming for the Christmas production. And Lion is making a cameo, his little debut in the Christmas production. And we were filming for it. So that week I had to run home and I had to set up our Christmas. We were in staff meeting for 6 hours. And I ran home and I had to set up the Christmas tree before the guys all showed up to film. And I thought, man, I'm so grateful to do that. Because last year I had to come home and set it up by myself. I'm a manly man, I promise. But there's nothing wrong with crying, you know, and sharing that. There was a time where I would maybe be embarrassed about that, but I'm not. Because of what God has done. And I saw he's running around the tree. And I thought, oh, man, because last year we were in the hospital. We're in the hospital for every holiday for the entire year. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, everything. But this year. And I share that because the Bible says build a monument. And my monument is my testimony that nothing can stop your purpose. Nothing can stop your purpose. And God began to speak to me when I was in the hospital about when I come back to teach about people, purpose, presence, loving people, talking about your purpose and having the presence of God in your life. So this month we're in the series Positioned for Purpose. And so I wanted to bring in people from the community to talk about how they're living out their God-given purpose in their everyday jobs, because the enemy wants to tell you you're not in ministry if you're not here. But every day we have the opportunity to minister. Those nurses in that hospital, those doctors were instrumental in my faith through through the way that God used them. And so today, I want you to just be encouraged and allow God to speak to you as you hear these professionals speak about how God can use you in the workplace. Amen. So stay standing. I want to read this list here of who we have, and you can hold your applause till the end, and then I'll invite them up. We're so honored to have these guests here today. I want to thank all of you for being here. We have Mr. Jeff Gibson, the chief of police of the city of Bedford. You can just go ahead and... We have Pastor Sean Galladay, sergeant in the U.S. military. My brother from another mother. Sergeant in the U.S. military and evangelist. We are highly supportive of our police around here, period. We are highly supportive of our military around here, period. We have our brother Derek Love Jones right here. Also former military, president and CEO of Primary Care Solutions. We have Tina Bach-Wig, owner and operator of Bach-Wig Hair Studio and Wig Salon. Get your hair done. We have my sister, Anna Reed. Owner of DFW Micropigmentation and Cosmetic Tattoo Studio. Now what that is that's brows and all that kind of stuff. Girls know. Guys are like, sweet, I'm getting mom after service. And we have Tom Landis, owner and founder of Howdy Homemade, an ice cream business that focuses on hiring, training, and employing people with Down syndrome and autism and other things like that. While they come up onto the stage and take a seat, would you give them a big warm New Beginnings welcome? And let them know you love and appreciate them, amen? Come on. You guys can sit anywhere you'd like. Feel free to sit anywhere you like. And we've got about 28 minutes. You can have your seat. And so in these... in these second services, we have the freedom to do some of these things, and I hope that this blesses you, and this is just as much a preaching word if I was up here preaching from the Word of God today, and so I hope that this blesses you. I'm going to just run through a few questions today that I thought would spark some things in your mind, and I just am very excited to hear from all of these individuals here. Thank you all for being here today. I really respect each of you. The first question, and maybe actually Pastor Sean can kick this off, and everybody just feel free to expound and consider this a conversation and almost a masterclass, really, where you can share some of the wisdom that you've learned and things that you think would bless others. The first question is, can you define for us what purpose means to you? Maybe we could start with you, Pastor Sean.
Purpose for me is... something that gets me up in the morning, that motivates me to go the extra mile. And the only way I can explain it is just to give you a description of what it means to me. Yeah. Purpose is something to live for that is bigger than yourself. Mm.
That's good.
When I joined the military, I was in Great Lakes. I started out in the Navy, went to the Army. And we were sitting there. The invasion of Iraq had just kicked off. This was around 2003. And our drill instructors were asking us why we joined the military. And one of the guys said, I never forgot it because it was so powerful. He said, why did you join the military? And this guy said, I wanted to serve something greater than myself. Mm. And, of course, obviously, as we serve the Lord, there is no purpose greater than serving him.
Come on.
But it is something that is beyond anything that, you know, that you can do. It is a sacrifice. It is preferring others more than yourself. It is a giving of yourself. It is, like I said, it's something that motivates me every day to see people's lives change, to see people come into the kingdom, to discipline myself, to do whatever it takes to fulfill that purpose, knowing, and just real quickly, Jeremiah, as I was praying this morning, Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart and ordained you to be a professional, evangelist, business person, mom, dad, whatever it is. We were born with purpose by God. And the only way that we will be happy in this life is fulfilling that purpose. And that's just something that motivates me. every day of my life. So that's a long way around the question, but hey.
Chief Gibson, would you care to expound on that?
You want me to follow him?
Sure. Yes, sir.
Purpose to me is, when we look at purpose, we have to have a set of values. And every human being needs a mission, a set of core values, and a vision. And purpose is that North Star. That's what we're looking at. We know what we have to accomplish. And as believers, as leaders within our community, we have a duty to change hearts, minds, and attitudes each and every day, both professionally and personally, as leaders in our homes, as leaders in the community, our organizations that we're a part of. It's changing hearts, minds, and attitudes.
Oh, man, that's really good. That's really good. A duty to change hearts, minds, and attitudes. That's phenomenal. Mr. Tom, would you like to share?
I think for me, purpose means first going to the Bible and figuring out what it says to me. And there, I love to fish, and we all know the story about three guys fishing all night, and they're fishing on this boat. Mm-hmm. And they find nothing, right? And there's a guy on the shore, his name's Jesus. He says, fish on this side of the boat, and they get more than they can have. And you say, okay, in business and in purpose in life, what does that have to do with me? Well, in the DFW area, there's 56,000 restaurant employees, 6,100 restaurants, the worst turnover rate of any industry out there. On the flip side, there's 240,000 adults, 240,000 special needs fish.
Wow.
And if we pull them in,
wow,
man, we can revolutionize and change an industry.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
But you don't need me to hear that. That's Coleman.
I love that. Yeah, you could see the negative of it, or you could see the opportunity of it. That's so great. But you're not necessarily taught to see that unless you're taught the Word of God. You don't necessarily know how to see or have the foundation of faith to believe that God could without the Word of God. Mr. Derek.
Well, purpose for me is like Pastor Sean said here, every morning you have to get up with that thing that is more important than yourself. And if you don't do that, you're just going through life. Yeah. Okay, Pastor teaches us here that, look, we have got to do for our fellow man. Yeah. And that to me is our purpose. Mm. Every day I get up to help our veterans across America and do what's right for them. Without that, I'm nothing. I'm just a guy, you know, and I'm blessed to be able to be in this wonderful church and under this awesome pastor. And that's the main thing is you've got to, like chief said, you got to have that North Star.
Yes.
You know, you got to have that thing that you're looking at to reach out to every morning and get up and do that thing. And that's it.
Derek, could you share a little bit about what it is that you do?
Well, I'm a nurse practitioner by trade, and Katrina and my wife and I, we started a national healthcare company. Well, we actually started a smaller company, and someone in this great world universe saw what we were doing and passed our name along to, I get choked up all the time about it.
Yeah.
Passed our name along to someone in D.C. at the Veterans Administration. And they came out and saw what we were doing and just said, Derek, you've got to take this nationwide.
Wow.
And would you like to do this for veterans? So that's what we've did. Katrina and I, we've built a marvelous, great company and surrounded ourselves with good people.
Yeah.
Based solely on what we've learned here in this church. And from there we've just continued to grow. We've just continued to be blessed. I always want more because if I can get more, then I can give more.
Sure.
You know, and that's one of my prayers every morning. Father, give me more so that I can give more.
Yeah.
And we've been able to see our giving just increase every year. You know, and that's because of what we learned under Pastor and in this church.
So that's really good. I want to ask the rest of our guests, too, about purpose to kind of set the precedence for the conversation. But I wanted to say really quickly about Derek, how faithful Derek is to our church and what a blessing he is to our personal family. He's with my dad every single Sunday. And one of the things that I have seen with Derek is that his business has grown, but his church attendance never waned. Yeah. It never did. Yeah. And I have friends in business, and I, you know, I see them sometimes go through that thing where they start to miss a little bit too much church. And sometimes I think, I need to introduce you to Derek. Because he's just been the prime example. Yes, and in doing so, his business has just continued to, and so I appreciate that. I recognize that, and what a great example you've set in that regard, and what a blessing you've been to my family. Miss Tina, what does purpose mean to you?
Well, I think what everybody's saying here about Jeremiah, before you were formed, God place something in you. And Pastor preached about it this morning. He said there's a space that God put something in us, and either you nurture it or it dies. So, you know, I think that when there's something in you to do that God put in you to do, you can't not do it. You know? You're driven to do thing. And so that is what I think
purpose is. I love that. And my dad teaches that before we were actually conceived, our soul stood before God and was given a mission. And so the fact that you're in this building today says that your soul had already accepted the mission. And that means that every equipping and every provision that you need to accomplish your purpose has already been predestined for you.
Amen.
Amen. My sister, Miss Anna Huck Reed.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about this. I feel like this question is the trickiest one. What is purpose? Because it can be so broad.
Right.
But when we think about it in terms of our own personal life, we go, what is my purpose?
Yes.
That's a really big question.
Yes.
But I feel like you can't address that until you address the issue of identity. And I feel like in culture nowadays, there's a real lack of sense of identity. Who am I? And I think a lot of people feel lost. And I think part of it is what Dad touched on today, where looking down in these screens all the time, we're kind of lacking the experience that helps build identity. But, you know, Pastor Sean, that was my scripture that I was thinking this morning, first thing when I woke up this morning, but also Jeremiah 29:11 that says, "For I know the thoughts I have toward you."
Yeah.
And that scripture talks about God's thoughts about us. When we woke up this morning, God had thoughts and plans for us for today. And I think that when it comes to this question, we can just go back to when we're feeling a little lost, or, gosh, that question seems big. Everybody seems to know what their purpose is, but I don't know what mine is. Well, we come back to what the Word says about us. So if we can just wrap it up in what God says about us, and that He has plans and He has thoughts for us, that's how we begin to find our identity. That's how we begin to find our passions and our giftings. God, what do you think about me? What are your plans for me today? What are you thinking about me? And we can just rest in that we're not just some faceless, unknown person, but God has thoughts and plans for us today. And I think that's kind of where we can start.
That's really good, Anna. And what you both just said, Derek and Anna, leads into my second question, because Derek talked about something that wakes you up in the morning that you have a passion for. And I think so often our passions are connected to our purpose. So my second question, and Anna spoke about identity, at what age did you begin to discover your purpose, and was there an event that sparked it? Because I think what Anna said, some people have a challenge or a difficulty sometimes, you know, finding what it is that they think God has called them to do. And sometimes what you thought it was is actually just leading you to something you couldn't have seen without being obedient to follow the first thing. So obviously, I think purpose is something that reveals itself
hopefully over the course of your entire life. But there's a time, there is a time when you really start to discover what your main, your sole purpose is. So I would like to pose this question to Chief Gibson, if possible. At what age did you begin to discover your purpose, and was there an event that sparked it?
I was a young man when I knew what my purpose in life would be. And it's because I was blessed to have two parents that believed in servant leadership. They believed in the very core values that each and every one of us have discussed up here today. And that was monopolized each and every day through our faith-based organizations and what I saw them do professionally, which led me to where I'm at now in terms of public safety. Both my parents were in the public safety field, so I had a great, great example from both of them, and it's truly made me who I am today. And there is so much value in what goes on between the walls of a home. And
wow,
tremendous value. And I believe that any one of us can testify to how much value there is with having loving parents that have a duty and recognize the duty to educate our youngsters, our young people.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I love that. The chief used our facility to do a training and a teaching to a lot of the police force of the city. And I was here and I had the honor of praying at the end of the event. But before I prayed, the chief had spoken to a few hundred of our local police about the importance of having a church life. And I was so appreciative of that. We need to give him a round of applause, because that's an amazing thing to stand for. And I love the police. I support the police with every fiber in my body. They have such an incredibly challenging job. And the way that they conduct themselves and what he spoke about today, those police values, those are Christian values. Yes. Servant leadership. I absolutely love that. I appreciate that, Chief. Derek?
To follow that up, you know, some of you know part of my background. Don't give up on it, though. You know, just because you have some setbacks. Yeah. You know, setbacks is my belief that setbacks are there to build better character.
Come on.
Okay. And look, I've been through some things. I tell you that right now. I've been through some stuff. And boy, I tell you, if I didn't have that foundation of my two parents, thank God for that. If I didn't have that foundation that they taught me as a young kid, as a young man growing up, when I left home, yeah, I may have forgotten all about that. I may have veered my separate way, went my separate path. But that path always led me back to the Lord. Yeah. It always led me back to the Lord. And that's what you cannot forget. Just because something happens that sets you off the path that God has for you or that you have for yourself, don't give up on that. Amen. Never give up on that. That was the one thing that I never did. I never gave up on myself. I never gave up believing that things were going to get better.
Yes.
But you have to put your hands to something. Yes. You have to put your hands to something. If you're not doing something, God cannot bless it. So I encourage everybody that's here, that is watching this by stream, don't give up. Put your hands to something. Be doing something, because God cannot bless your nothing.
That's so good. That's so good.
Can I say something to that? You know, I as a Christian woman, I grew up in the church. I love God with all my heart. You know, we are the army of God. And it just baffles me. I don't understand how, you know, we all know that 20% of the people do 80% of the work. And it baffles me how we can be in an army and stand on the sideline and watch. You know, I just don't understand that, because servant leadership, you as you serve, that's what builds you. That's what's going to promote you. Everything we do outside of God's kingdom is going to burn up, people. You know, only what you do for Christ is going to last. So I encourage you, especially the young people. You know, get in with all that you got, you know. Give it your all. Build the kingdom of God. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added. Okay.
She's preaching. All right. I'm going to move on to this next question here. That's so good. This is from a practical standpoint. What is one thing you do every day that helps you achieve your purpose? Who would like to answer that?
It's real simple. I just tell the Lord in the morning, I'm listening for you. My husband has this old song he wrote, I think when we were teenagers, that says, I'm listening for you. I'm listening to hear your voice. And it's the simplest thing, but I just ask the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. And I believe that if I just do my best each day to listen for his voice, my footsteps will be ordered of the Lord. And there are so many more times that I could even recount that I've been in a situation where I could have just been paying attention to myself and my own needs, but I just said, hey, what's going on with you? And let's pray. Just open the door, crack the door open just a little bit. And here comes this big issue that, you know, the person next to me is dealing with, or somebody that crosses my path.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't cracked that door open to not just what's going on in my world that day, but Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me. And here's somebody who probably no one gave them a little bit of light of hope and the truth of God's love that day. And so that's just something that I do each day in my business. And when I opened my business, I told the Lord, God, if you'll bring me clients, I will be faithful to bring you to them.
Oh, that's good.
And I've kept my word on that. And probably, you know, 50% of people that walk out my door, I've prayed with them by the time they've left.
I love that.
And I've said, hey, let's, as they're walking out the door, hey, can I just pray for you real quick about that need? Let's pray about your kids. Let's pray about your family. And it's just quick. It's not a big deal, but it's a big deal to you when you're in need. So that's just one thing I do every day. So simple, easy. We can all do it.
Wow, that's so cool. And that's a prime example. That's why I'm so, do you guys like this panel? That's cool, huh? To see such a diverse panel and how people with such different jobs and responsibilities, giftings, passions are able to really infuse the Great Commission into their life. And I love what, you know, Anna's job is cosmetics, but she's able to bring God into that. I really love that. Pastor Sean, you were going to say something?
What I do every day, aside from, as Anna said, connecting with God, who is nothing but purpose, is that I meditate.
Come on.
And I learned this actually from Pastor Huck when he did a series years ago on biblical meditation. I'm not talking about Eastern mysticism. I'm talking about biblical meditation. There is a distinct difference.
Come on.
And so what I do is I get quiet and I begin, it helps me to close my eyes, and I see the word of God being manifested in my life.
Yeah.
I see healing coming to my family. I see me doing the impossible. I see people's lives being changed. I see I see miracles taking place. I see me flowing in the purpose that God calls me. And I just take that moment to just think and just see these things happen before they ever happen.
Wow.
Because you have to see it before you ever see it.
Wow. Come on.
You do. And it just helps me gets me in a frame of mind where I just become fierce, if you know what I'm talking about. I get into a zone because I know, all of a sudden, I know that all things are possible to them that believe. And the scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So I take the word of God, which is my basis for meditation, and I apply that to my life because that is what I'm thinking on. That is what I'm going to become. That is what I'm going to see. Yeah. That is what's going to manifest in my life. And as I see it, I begin to see, as I go through my day, I begin to see God do these things because I saw it before I ever saw it.
Woo! That's so good, Pastor Sean. Anybody else want to? Mr. Tom?
Every day for the last 4 years, I look at my mortgage. I pull up the piece of paper that is my mortgage. Mm. Because God said our house is but a tent. But you know what? Everybody sits around the last 15 years and talks about how great there is, how much it's appreciated. We actually worship our houses in a lot of ways. Mm. So I wanted to be able to say, you know what? I don't have a lot of money, but I will mortgage my house because I believe that your child with special needs is worth more than my house.
Wow.
And so that's what we did, and that's what we've done. And you know what? It's really, really hard. You know you're doing God's work. You know what gets you up in the morning is the same thing that keeps you up at night, yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, and I sure wish my faith was stronger, but you know what? When there isn't any money, and you don't know what you're going to do, and you don't know how it's going to happen, and you know in your heart, and you're sitting there with your wife at the kitchen table, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know. And then you see the hand of God. Or you have too much money, and you know what? You never get to see the face of humanity. So you know what? Three years ago, when there's no money for Christmas for my 10 and my 12-year-old, and Christmas ain't about presents, but man, these are just my kids. Come on. And you know what? I got no money, and there's a black Jeep that pulls up in front of my house, and I'm just going home to pick up some cups to go back to work. And I look at that Jeep, and I said, you know what? I wish I had a friend with a black Jeep, because right now I got nothing. And man, I wish I had someone that I could turn to when I leave, and I think that's a bad thought. My mind goes south, and I get the stuff, and I go out, and you know what? The black Jeep's gone, and you know what's there instead is an envelope on my door, and it says, you know what? This is from your secret Santa, and it's $200, and that took care of Christmas.
Come on.
That's my purpose.
Yeah. I want to I want to go into a follow-up question because so many of you began to touch on this. Is, you know, purpose isn't always easy. Right. Or exactly, there's a sacrifice involved. If you want to accomplish your purpose, you have to do it on purpose. Yeah. And so let me ask y'all this. What role does prayer, worship, reading God's word, or faith play in you achieving your purpose? Because I know that, you know, you're not on one of these panels under the spotlights every single day. Sometimes the rubber hits the road. So what role, maybe we could start with Tina, what role does prayer, worship, reading God's word, or faith, any of those, play in you achieving your purpose?
I think nothing happens through God except through prayer. We have to have that intimacy. That's prayer, that's worship, that's all of those things that you mentioned. My prayer before I go into my workplace is that God would bless the work of my hands. Mm. Our businesses, we are one of, I think, a few doctors and nurses get to touch people, and estheticians and hairdressers. We get to literally put hands on people. And there's something that is released.
That's cool.
In touch. We know that, right? So I just pray God would bless the work of my hands. I've seen people come into my salon just as you have, and I deal with people that have some real special needs. I do hair replacement.
Yeah.
So a woman's hair is her glory, it's her crown, and you can't imagine the hurt and the pain that people get from looking at themselves in the mirror and seeing that every day. I think it brings them down even more.
Right.
But you know, God has given me an opportunity. It's a great opportunity, right? To just, like you said, ask them, is there a need? We have seen miracles.
Yeah.
We have seen people come back, come in with a bad doctor's report and come back with a praise report, you know, and we rejoice together.
Come on.
And I tell you, there's a couple of them coming to church here because of that. So, you know, is a great blessing. Wow. I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. And even if I wasn't getting paid for it, and sometimes I give things away because I just love what I do.
Wow.
And I'm thankful to God for
That's beautiful. I love that. There's so much I want to expound upon, but I don't want to because I want to let y'all have as much talk. But who else would like to respond to that? What role does prayer or worship or God's word or faith play in you walking out your purpose?
I'd like to take this one.
Yes, sir.
So absent faith, a human being will inevitably prove less desirable results. If you hear nothing more than what I say today, let me repeat that. Absent faith, you will prove less desirable results. And that equates to failure. Right? Having faith means you believe and trust. But believing goes deeper than that. Believing means you buy in to the fact that Christianity is not a flavor. It's not a topic of discussion because of. It's not just Sunday. And it's not, hear me folks, it's not a formality. As a law enforcement officer, as a member of public safety, and as a Christian, my jobs are exactly the same. Wow. Our jobs are exactly the same. Now, the tools to which I accomplish that goal are a little different.
Right.
But that's because we have faith. And as Christians, we have a duty. That's a powerful word. We have a duty to share, to mentor, to guide, direct, changing hearts, minds, and attitudes. John Maxwell said, it's a famous quote. In fact, I have my son here. He's probably going to start laughing. Attitude is a choice. And sometimes we have to make better choices. Attitude is a choice. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. How many are thankful that this is the chief of police of Texas? Wow, that was so great. Thank you, Chief. I want to ask the band to come on up, but who else would like to respond to that?
All right, well, nobody else is going to say anything. What the Chief said, faith, you know, it's everything. It's our core. You know, that's one of our core values is our faith.
Yeah.
And if you don't have faith, man, you're just going through life. Mm. You know, the word says faith without works is dead. You know, it goes back to what I said earlier. You have to be doing something. Yeah. Don't give up on your dream. It's there. You know, if I had given up on my dream, I would not be where I am today. Amen. You know, coming here to this church was a dream come true to me. Sitting under pastor was an even bigger dream that I had never even in my life thought that I would ever do. But it was offered to me, and I took it. And now, you know, he's taught me how to pray better. He's taught me what to pray.
Come on.
He's taught me, like Pastor Sean said, how to meditate. Sitting there closing your eyes, that is something I do every morning before my feet hit the floor. Mm. And when I meditate, I think about the things that not only that I want to manifest in my life, but I want to manifest in my children's life, in my family life, in my Christian life. We sit there and we think about those things. And as you sit there and you think about those things, you meditate on those things, those things start to become real to you. And when they become real to you, you know that that's what you've got to do. Mm. You know, that's what you've got to do. I got into the medical field. And when I did, I started out as a firefighter. It's a funny story. Started out as a firefighter. I fought my first fire, and I told my captain, I said, never again am I going to run into a burning building. You better find something else for me to do. I'm not running into a burning building ever again. And so he put me on the ambulance. And that's when I knew that that was what I was supposed to be doing. And this was back in 87, 88. That was when I knew that this was the path that I was going to be on. I strayed on that path, I got off that path, got back on that path, but eventually I ended up where I am today. And I ended up there because of the faith that my parents taught me and the faith that I've learned in this church, being faithful in my tithes, being faithful in my offerings besides. Yeah. Those things, they may seem little, but they are so big. They are so important because when he sees you, sees what you're doing every day. But when he sees that you're giving to the orphans, to the widows, to the children that we feed, I'm telling you guys, it is, just look at me. I don't have to say anything else. Just look at where I've come from. Those of you that have been in this church for a long time, you know where I've came from. You see me go up from where I met my wife here at church. We had our wedding That's right. here at church. Yeah. I mean, We have sacrificed to give our tithes, to give our offerings. Besides, when we didn't have any offering, we gave clothes.
Wow. Wow.
God saw that faithfulness, and he rewarded you. He rewarded us. Continue to be faithful in everything you do. Continue to have a purpose every morning. Get up and close your eyes and meditate. Lord, where do you want me to do? Pastor teaches this very well. I forget who the guy was that he says he gets up every morning and he says to the Lord, Lord, what it is? He's a really, really rich guy. Lord, what is it that you want me to do today? What do you have for me to do today? Get up with that in mind and your destination will be already laid out for you and you just have to walk it.
Amen. That was so good, Derek. Pastor Sean?
Pastor Luke, I just want to just speak to those watching by stream, those that are here. I want to encourage you today. If we can do it, you can do it. Yeah. You are not limited by your age, your sex. You are not limited by any of these things, but you are limited by the size of your dream and your lack of enthusiasm. If God can use me, he can use you. We hear it all the time. A pastor says it all the time. If God can use a donkey, he can use us. You just got to put your hand to the plow. Dare to believe in the God that believes in you.
That's right.
Because God wants to raise you up. He wants you to be a testimony to the world of his goodness, of his love, of his grace. He's going to use somebody. You know the rest.
Might as well be me.
Would you give the Lord a clap offering of praise this morning? Stand to your feet. We're going to pray. We're going to close. Did you enjoy this today? That's fun, isn't it? Purpose. Positioned for purpose. We're going to do more of these types of things. But let's all close our eyes, bow our heads. You know, it wouldn't be... None of this wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't even be possible if we didn't give the opportunity for you to make Jesus Lord of your life, because ultimately purpose begins and ends in God. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, we're not going to ask anybody to come down, but just right where you're at, maybe you've never given your life to Jesus before. Today's a great day for you to do that. For you to invite Jesus into your heart and for him to begin to show you what your purpose is. Or maybe you're here today and you're just away from the Lord and you say, you know, some of these things today kind of reminded me that I've gotten distracted from my purpose. And you just feel the presence of God here today calling you back. If either of those are you today, on the count of three, I just want you to slip your hand up to either give your life to Christ or just rededicate your life. It's a great time to do it going into the new year. With no one looking around, on the count of three, one, two, three, if that's you, just slip your hand up. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. Lift them up high so I can see them. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. Keep them up, please. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. I don't want to miss anybody else. God sees your hand. Would you give these people a clap offering today? Thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit. Let's all say this together. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. So starting today, I'm going to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Praise God. Now, I just want to close the service with this. I just want everybody just to stretch your hands out because I believe that God is doing something supernatural in the earth right now. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. All I know is that Jesus is moving. And there's a lot of things going on in the world right now that are really encouraging to me. And it feels to me like there's a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit coming upon the church in the worship and in the word. And I think the world is just ripe right now for evangelism and revival. So nothing would make God happier. Nothing would actually make you happier than to be functioning in the fullness of your purpose. I shared it last week. A friend of mine has a song called Purpose Over Pleasure. And our friends here today kind of talked about that there's a sacrifice involved with achieving your purpose. But actually, I'd like to expound upon that and say that the greatest pleasure you can have is functioning in your purpose. And so I just want to say a prayer over you today and just release purpose into your life. So with every hand stretched up, let's just close our eyes and let me just pray over you. And then we're going to sing a worship song as we dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, Lord, I thank you for this panel right here, God. And I just want to speak favor and blessing, God, and increase and fresh anointing and vision and provision and guidance, Lord, over this panel, Father. And for everybody that heard their voices today, God, as they said, if you've done it for them, God, you can do it for any of us. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke any strategy of the enemy that would try to hinder anybody in this room from believing or achieving that they can function in your purpose. God, right now, I just release your destiny over your people today. God, bring into order, Lord, their footsteps. Bring them the finances, God. Bring them the relationships, God. Bring them the job interviews, God. Bring them the ideas, Lord. Bring them the total breakthrough that they need, God, to function in your purpose so that we can bring light to the world. And if you receive that today, give the Lord a shout of praise and let's seal it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listen, I hope you just have a great week. I hope that as you're walking and doing your jobs and just going throughout your week, that purpose would be a part of your heart. We love you. God bless you. And we'll see you Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving.